Welcome to Classics for Kids. I'm Naomi Lewin. Johannes Brahms was the composer of 21 Hungarian dances. Or was he? When Brahms was a young pianist, he met a Hungarian violinist named Eduard Remenyi. Remenyi performed lots of what he called gypsy music from his native country. Remenyi suggested to Brahms that they do a concert tour together. Brahms spent a season at the keyboard accompanying Remenyi and really fell in love with the music. Brahms wrote some Hungarian-flavored dances, which he played at parties to entertain his friends. Eventually, his friends convinced Brahms to publish those dances. Brahms played his Hungarian dances with two hands, but he published them for piano four hands. Before there were Walkmen, stereos, or even wind-up Victrolas, if you wanted to listen to music, you had to make it yourself. So people learned to play instruments, especially the piano. Music for piano four hands, that is, two pairs of hands at one piano keyboard, was very popular. The first set of 10 Hungarian dances sold so well that Brahms wrote 11 more. But as great as Brahms was at writing melodies, a lot of the ones in the Hungarian dances aren't really his. Brahms thought the music he'd played with Remenyi was folk music, so he borrowed some of it for his dances. But later on, when composers Béla Bartók and Zoltán Kodály started collecting Hungarian folk music, they realized that many of the melodies Brahms used were really popular music written by real composers. People couldn't get enough of the Hungarian dances, so Brahms began to publish them in different arrangements, like the one his violinist friend Josef Joachim made for violin and piano. Brahms turned some of his dances into orchestra pieces. The rest were orchestrated by other composers. One of the best versions to come along, way after Brahms's time, is the song by American comedian Alan Sherman called Hungarian Goulash No. 5. Hey!
If you like Hungarian food, they have a goulash which is very good. Or if you wish a dish that's Chinese, somewhere down in Column B there's lobster Cantonese. Enchiladas, that's what people eat in Mexico. Shish kebab is skewered in Armenia, you know. Then there's blubber, the favorite of the frigid Eskimo. Such delicious dishes, no matter where you go. Chicken cacciatore is Italian. Kangaroo souffle must be Australian. Mutton chops are definitely British. Chicken soup undoubtedly is Yiddish. Pumpernickel comes from Lithuania. Hasenpfeffer comes from Pennsylvania. Wiener schnitzel's Austrian or German. Kindly pass the sauerbraten, Herman. Borscht is what they're eating in the Soviet. Wait, I think we've got some on the stove yet. See the mouse underneath the jungle sky. Jolly mouse Mouse eating missionary pie. Frenchmen eat a lot of bouillabaisse there. Dutchmen eat a sauce called hollandaise there. Smorgasbord in Sweden is the winner. In America, it's TV dinner. So there you have one food from each land. Each one delicious, each one simply grand. Mix them all up in one big mishmash. And what have you got? Hungarian goulash. Hey!
Next week on Classics for Kids, a bit about Hungarian dancing. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write Classics for Kids and produce it with Tim Lanter at WGUC Cincinnati. Please join me next time for Hungarian dancing on Classics for Kids.